It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
Welcome back. It is always a good day when I wake up, realization hits that I am allowed to step out in my beautiful little recording studio and speak to amazing, intriguing people about topics that I absolutely love and that are very dear to my heart. Welcome to The Next Room. My name is Jane Asher. This show is going on its fourth year. I like to say that it's kind of a show about what many people consider a great mystery in life, which is death. I happen to feel that death is dinner conversation, and I love to dive deep into conversations surrounding each and every aspect. The show covers topics on grief, which is a biggie. We talk about memorials and unique ways to honor our loved ones, different funerals, burial traditions, the Green Burial Movement, which is huge, the Right to Die Movement, hospice care, cultural traditions, and my personal favorite, which is afterlife. My guest today, oh my gosh, Lisa Jesswine is here, and she is the owner of Intuitive You. A little bit of background about Lisa so we can get right to the good stuff. She's been working as a psychic medium for the past 30 years. Her story starts with seeing a spirit guide when she was five, which I'm going to get right to that and ask her about that experience. But then she had other things happen. She had a couple medical situations. She had a near-death experience, which I want to know about. And I want to talk to her about how she connects with spirit and how she may be able to assist you and others in kind of like that nurturing healing process that we all go through when we feel like we lose someone. Okay, I just did some air quotes. So I am so thrilled. Welcome to the show, Lisa. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you. It's so good to see your smiling face. And I just want to tell everybody, if you're listening for the first time, you're going to want to get hooked to this particular podcast, because I've never met somebody who so genuinely wants to know information and I'm going to use it, will disagree with something or say she doesn't understand. That to me is really important as well, because it just shows you your integrity. So yay you. Okay.
Right, Lisa, I love that. You know, I mean, we're not here to agree on everything. We're here to expand ourselves and our consciousness. And, yes, you know, and I love that. And so thank you for pointing that out. Lisa, talk to me about, I mean, you came on the planet at a very, very tender age with this intuitive gift, intuitive you, so to speak. So at five, tell me about that experience with your spirit guide.
I remember lying on my little twin bed in my little ranch in Michigan. And I remember looking up and seeing a Native American, what looked to me like a chief of some kind. And I just looked at him and said, hi. Like, you know, you would think you would be like, oh my God, there's someone in my room. But I was very much in acceptance right off the bat. Like, oh, this is great. Because if you think about it, when we are children, that's when we are at the most open and honest, right? We see grandma stand in the corner, or we have an imaginary friend, and we automatically just, okay. And it's not until adults start telling us, well, no, you don't see grandma. No, you don't have an imaginary friend. And then we think, oh, maybe I don't. And then that intuitive muscle starts to atrophy because we stop using it. Ooh. Okay. It's the same with any muscle. Mm-hmm. And so I just accepted right away that that's what it was. I didn't really tell many people about him. He told me his name was Arrow. I was like, okay, you know, I just accepted everything. It didn't matter to me. He would become very instrumental throughout my life in helping me to feel very safe and protected, because unbeknownst to me is that my life, we have a lot of medical issues and some which took me to death's door and back. And yet I always felt Arrow's presence by my side, always helping me. He kind of makes my arms feel like a bird taking flight. So they feel a little bit like they're rolling. Because we all know, or maybe you don't, if you don't, spirit communicates to us through our senses, sight, smell, taste, touch, sound. That's how they get a hold of us. And so that was, for him, it was touch. And that's how I would feel it. Plus an overall feeling of just peace. So that's when we first became acquainted, was at age five. And he's been hanging out with me ever since.
I love that. I mean, you know, the way that you're explaining it makes so much sense. I mean, I just, now I see it, because when we're children, who didn't have an invisible friend, correct? So yours just happened to come in the form of this chief named Arrow, and how comforting. Like, I have goosebumps just thinking about it. But I love what you said about how if you don't use that muscle, it will atrophy. And so intuition is a muscle, and also that belief that we can reach the other side. So this is at five. So now, you know, you just keep going along because you're a young child. Were your parents cool? Did they support you in your creative kind of vibey existence?
In my, in my little bohemian self, as I was, and I didn't even know it. Yes, they did. So what was so interesting is that I had an aunt, my mother's sister, and she was into everything from astrology to energy to, she was eating vegan and vegetarian way before it was cool. Okay. So she was just very into all of that. And at about age maybe eight, I think it was eight or nine, she brought myself and my other sister to a party. And so I remember this party because it smelled so cool in there and things jingled and there were lots of colors. And so it was just everybody dressed very cool is what it was. And so we were handed an object and said, here, what do you feel of this object? Well, little did I know that is psychometry. And so for the very first time, that I guess would be the first time I actually gave a reading, even though I didn't know I was doing it, was holding these objects and getting impressions off of them about the person who owned the object, which of course I couldn't have known. So to me, it was taught to just embrace it and have fun and enjoy it. So luckily I came from a very open, loving family that accepted my uniqueness, my quirkiness, and continue to do so till this day. So at about that age, I was like, this is cool, this is great. But I started having some health issues. And if we can just fast forward to 16, the near-death experience, is that okay?
Yes, please do.
Right. Even though there was a lot of crap that happened, people, I'm gonna let you know that at 16, when I was going in for my first kidney transplant, I knew that I was going to stay off of dialysis. It was weird. I was on dialysis for almost 4 years a child. Yeah. And the very last time I went in there, I said to the nurse, this is the last time I'm ever going on dialysis. And, you know, she smiled politely because nobody knows what's going to happen, but I knew. Wow. And so my first transplant was a cadaver donated kidney from a young man who died in a car crash. And during that process of me healing from that, I actually had five grand mal seizures and I had a near death experience at that time. It's to me, it is so real and it is so beautiful that there are no words in any language, as far as I'm concerned, that can accurately describe what I saw, what I felt, what I experienced. And yes, there was a tunnel. And yes, there was a light. And all I remember is my body moving towards the light, but I was very aware that my feet weren't moving, that I was just moving to the light. And I wanted to go to it like a junkie wants to go to a drug. I mean, it was such a pull and a gravity thing. And I got to the light and I pushed through the light and then I was held in place. And I was terrified. I said, no, please let me stay. No more needles, no more pain. Please let me stay. Because I didn't want to go back to Earth or wherever, you know, I wanted to stay gone. And then a voice came back very beautifully and said, no. And in that no were volumes and volumes and pages of what my life was yet to be. Hmm. And I had access to that, even in just that little no. And then I felt a push back and my arms flew up in front of me. And I remember coming farther and farther away from the light and being absolutely devastated when I woke up in ICU with, you know, my wrists and legs tied to a gurney.
Wow.
So it was unique.
Were you able to communicate about that experience when you finally came through and you came back into your body and you're like, poop. Here I am.
Yeah. it took a couple days because obviously my family was ecstatic that, you know, I was back, and I was conflicted mm-hmm. with the feeling of what I had and the feeling I had now. Because I also knew, even though I was sent back, that there was plenty more for me to experience and not all of it was going to be good. Okay. I was also aware of that. So eventually I did tell people about it. And there was also a unique sort of thing that happened when I got back. It's like somebody went into my head and turned up the volume for lack of a better thing. So even though I could sense spirit before and I could hear them, and yes, I'm doing the air quotes for that. So everybody get this straight. When I say hear, it is not always an audible sound. It's like an earworm. So like you're in the car listening to music and you get out of the car, you know how you still hear the song. It's like that for me, and spirit will repeat it until I acknowledge, and then it goes away.
Wow.
So that was what it was like when I got back.
Oh, I have goosebumps. Okay. So Lisa Jesswine, my guest today, she has Intuitive You. So if you want to reach out to her, just so you know how to find her. My dog is.
I'm sorry. That's perfect. I love that. It almost sounds like my stomach is growling or something.
I know. That's exactly it. And I keep reaching down to get her on the head. You have to behave now.
Well, I will step in and tell you that if you do want to get a hold of me, Intuitive You is the name of my company. I am on Instagram. I am also on Facebook, and you book all sessions through Intuitive You off of Facebook. So there
awesome.
You go.
I love that. Now, what came to me immediately when you're telling me about the story when you're 16 and, you know, you have this experience, have you ever written it down? Like that seems to me like just a chapter in a book. I mean, I'm working with all these authors right now on this anthology about afterlife, and that's fascinating, your journey. Have you written this story?
I have written it down. It's not published anywhere because the book that I started and the different chapters of it are on a thumb drive right now. Because I kept hearing spirit say, when the time is right, the book will just happen.
Good.
So it was more about me 100% owning the fact that this is going to be my path and this is going to be what I do, because you need to understand, I don't think any little kid just wakes up and goes, hey, I want to be a psychic medium when I grow up.
No.
It doesn't happen.
No.
So I kind of braced against it for a while, even though I have done readings for 30 years. I always did it under the radar, kind of quietly.
Okay.
Mostly probably out of fear of being ostracized or being people scared of me or whatever, you know, whatever it was. No kid wants to be different. And I was different from the word go in many ways.
When did you pivot into accepting and receiving this full gift and saying, okay, here I am, spirit? Obviously, it started from the minute I came on the planet. Then I had this near-death experience at 16. Then I started reading people kind of on the DL, you know, on the old down low. When did you fully say, boom, here I am, Lisa, I'm good of you, and I'm good with it, and I'm willing to assist other people in their connections?
That was probably about mid-20s when I did that. You're talking about when I fully said, this is who I am and what I am.
Yes, ma'am.
That'd be 2 years ago when the pandemic hit.
Okay.
So because spirit had been telling me all along that they wanted me to do this full time. And I kept, yeah, but I have a mortgage. Yeah, but I have this, I have that. And I was like making a deal with them and with God and saying, you know, I'll do it on the side. I'll do it, you know, kind of quietly. And so spirit just kind of, you know, gently rolled their eyes at me. And when I wasn't listening enough, cue pandemic, cue me losing my job. And then spirit's like, how do you feel about it now? And I was like, I guess I have to do this, right? And they very gently said, it's okay. And I mean, I was on my knees in my reading room sobbing, not knowing how is this going to happen? How? And spirit gently stopped me and said, it is not for you to know how. It is for you to execute the plan. And in that moment, I stopped asking how.
I love that. Now, and I've heard so many really empowering stories about that time, although it was such a you know, so many souls left the planet. Very sad. A lot of things were canceled. You know, kids didn't get to graduate from high school, which is a rite of passage in college and weddings. And but also on the flip side, I have heard a lot of really cool stories like yours, where it was time for you to show up, time for you to accept, time for you to step into what you were always meant to do full time. So good for you for not freaking out and saying, I gotta get a regular job. I gotta, you know, make money. So I love that you opened up to receive. Tell me about, what is it that you actually do, and what do you love to do the most out of these, with these special gifts that you have?
Yeah. So I do, when someone books a reading with me, I use at least three different forms of divination or divining information. So I use a regular tarot deck. Okay. And understand, a regular tarot deck is so that y'all can see pictures, because I can do it without it, but I do it because I like to make my readings interactive. So I like you to stay present. I like you to watch what's going on and interact, and pictures do that, right? So they keep you present. So I use tarot cards. I do something called table tipping. I'm sitting directly in front of the table that I do table tipping right now. It is actually my grandmother's old TV tray table from the early 70s.
So, wait a minute. Stop. What is table tipping?
I'm just about ready to explain it. Here we go. So okay. table tipping is, it really, for lack of a better word, it's a pendulum. Okay. So spirit enters into the object and makes it move. Now, I know that rocking back and forth means yes, and I know that stopping the table completely means no. It is another form of communication. They also do it in circles. There are ways that they tip it to the side. So I know what a maybe is. I know when somebody's angry. I know when somebody's sad. So the table actually takes on emotions, and you can feel them. Now, I ask each person, you gently sit with your fingertips on the edge of the table so you can feel the energy. But Lisa, how does that work if I am not even in Michigan? It works, people. It works. You know, it does. So all it takes is me putting either just one or two fingers on the table, and it'll go, and you'll see it move. Wow. And, you know, you can spend your whole time thinking I'm kicking it with my foot if you want to, but that's a waste of time.
Exactly.
Okay. I've been doing this for a long time. Spirit is moving it. I also have boundaries. My boundary is no levitation, meaning they have to keep one leg on the ground at all times. Mm-hmm. And I learned that when it lifted one time and knocked something over and broke it. So I was like, oh, boundaries. Okay. We got to have rules when we do this. Wow. And as it's moving again, this is so that you can have something to take in, so you can feel it, so you can see it. Same with the pictures. And then the last thing I do is I usually use some form of oracle deck or rune stones as sort of like it's like putting the exclamation point on the end of your reading. And we, you know, see what else spirit wants to do. And you'll see like a running theme of all it through everything. And it's because I want you to understand the running theme that's going on in your life. They say, how many times does it take till it gets through our thick skull, right? You know, I forget what it is, but I figure at least three times of doing different things. Now, it doesn't mean I repeat myself three times, because spirit, depending on which form of divination I'm using, may use different pictures, different sounds, different words. I also do something called automatic writing, which I'm actually doing. I have a client right after this. And it's where spirit just starts telling me stuff and I start writing it down. Mm. Just write it down, write it down, write it down, write it down. And I don't judge it. That's the hardest part of automatic writing, is that you don't let the ego self come in and go, you made that up, Lisa, that's stupid. You know, so we have to stay right in that center that just says, okay, I'm going to filter it in and write it all down. And then I present it to the client. So, and I don't do that for every client. It just depends on if spirit's asking me to do it.
I really like you. You are just so genuine and authentic. Aww. And just, I'm looking at you and, you know, you would never guess that you've had, you know, kidney operations. Yes. You're glowing, you know, you're beautiful. Your skin's great. You've got this purple hoodie on, you know, wow, Lisa, what a gift. And I just keep finding, and I want to know if you found this, that we're opening up as a society. It seems to me that, like, that being ostracized for being different, it's almost like it's okay to be different nowadays, which I love. 2022, here we are, and it's okay to kind of step into what it is that we're here to do and maybe help and move consciousness along. Have you found it?
Oh, in hugely, because here's the deal. We might as well use what's available to us, right? Mm-hmm. So if there was a tool sitting on a table and you needed to fix something, you wouldn't sit there and ponder, should I pick up that tool to help me fix this table? You would go over and pick up the tool to do it. Well, there are all of these, you know, spiritual tools and energetic tools that are available to us. Why not pick them up and try it? Like, you're not hurting anyone. You're not hurting yourself. You're expanding your availability to things. Now, does that mean I have to meditate every day? No, it does not, but it's always helpful if you can throw a little quieting. But it doesn't matter whether you're drawn towards crystals or you think it's cool to you know, do Reiki, or you love having an oracle deck or something. Great. Use it, hold it, touch it, get to know it like it's your friend. And that can only expand your connection with the spirit world. Okay. And this perfectly brings me to the three things I always say when connecting with the spirit world. And it doesn't matter whether you're connecting with a loved one or a spirit guide or God or whatever. Okay. It is play, practice, and patience. Play, practice, and patience, because that's what you need. When someone moves over into spirit, okay, you too, let's just say it's your mother. So your mom is in spirit and you're here and you're both trying to learn how to communicate with each other. Remember, you both are now taking a language class. And in that class, you guys have homework together. You have to learn, oh, did I say that right? Do I understand what you're telling me? So that's why practice is important, and a playfulness, right? You don't want to get mad at the person. Why are you talking to me? Well, I wouldn't talk to you if you snapped at me like that. Play, practice, and patience. Okay. Those are three lovely things when you're trying to connect with spirit. And I know we're trying to cram a lot of information into a small little space, but right. I promise you these little things, these little tips I'm giving you, can really, really help. Now, did I tell you my little thing before I do a reading, how we get started?
Bring
okay.
It
Here's what I do. So I have this little, it's not really a song. It's just a thing I do, and a visualization as well. So I visualize roots coming from down out of my feet into the ground. All right. And it says ground and rise and open on all sides in the flow. And here we go. Mm-hmm. So it's like ground through the bottom of the feet, rise through the crown or the top of the head, open all around you on the sides in the flow, meaning, all right, I'm catching that vibe. I'm catching the flow. And here we go, meaning I'm connected right there with spirit. So ground and rise and open on all sides in the flow. And here we go.
Oh, I'm going to put that on the show page because everybody's going to say, what'd you say about the ground? You know, okay. So you not only connect us with our loved ones, which you do through personal readings, which people can book through Intuitive You on Facebook, but you also seem to me like you are teaching us how to do it on our own. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. Because I always tell everybody, you don't need me. You don't need me. My fondest wish is that you never need me again. Wow. I hope you come back, but my fondest wish is that you never need me again, because I want you to embrace your own God-given ability, okay? Or universal given ability, however you want to say it, that you can work on this. Now you got to understand, I've been working this muscle since I was 5. So to me, it's as normal as like brushing my teeth. Do it every day. And it's very smooth, and I accept everything that's coming my way. For someone who might just be starting this, it's going to take a little time for you to get into that space of acceptance, because you're going to want to say, well, that can't be me, or I can't do that. You couldn't be more wrong. You absolutely can. How many people out there have had instances of what they were like, well, I was thinking of that person and then they called, or this bird flew down and then I thought of my mom or whatever it is. Those are all little, that's your intuition, like chugging along, trying to get you to play with it. Right. So yeah, that's what I want you guys to do.
This is good. You know, and just the fact that you would say that your fondest wish or desire is that we don't need you, that we open up, we tune in, we tap, and we get to the point where we are all doing this, because it really is raising consciousness. and allowing us to be in more communication with spirit. And, you know, I believe that we never really die. We just change forms. That's just my personal opinion. And I'm sticking with it because I've got all kinds of my living proof that that is indeed what happens, that we continue on just in a different form. What is waiting for, and I know you know this because you've experienced, what is waiting for Lisa Jesswine in the next room?
So now by the next room, because I'm asking for clarification,
sure.
are we talking about on the other side when I pass away?
Yes, ma'am. That would be that.
Girl, I got a whole business waiting for me over there. I'm gonna be like, chop, chop. I gotta help all these readers that are back on Earth so I can help them connect with all of their loved ones. So I plan on just keep right on working, girl.
Oh, that is so good. Okay, that just gave me goosies too. My guest today, Lisa Jesswine, she is the real deal. She has been doing readings, psychic medium for over 30 years. She's the owner of Intuitive You. And the best way to reach her is go on to Intuitive You through Facebook. There's a little click right there where you can contact her. You can literally book with her through Facebook. And I've already sent some people your way because when I was in communication and writing my book with Mom, I used a very dear friend of mine, Pamela Osley. And Pamela has now moved on to, you know, Spirit has kind of told her, you need to go in this direction. No more one-on-one conversations. So you will not believe how many people reach out to me on a daily basis and say, what do I do? Where do I go? Can I get on Pam's waiting list? I'm like, no, there is no waiting list. She's done with that one-on-one. She needed to go play. She needed to do something different on the planet because she had been doing it for 40 years. So this is really cool, Lisa, because I feel like that door opened, you know, and I wasn't feeling like I could point anyone in a direction where I had that firm belief that the person that I'm sending them to is the real dealio. And you are 100%. You remind me of how Pam communicates. You are the real deal.
Well, thank you so much.
I just feel very blessed. I feel like a new friendship too. And I want to have a session with you because I want to do the table. I think that is so intriguing. And I looked at her and she's sitting in front of, so this was your grandmother's TV tray. Oh, the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at those sharp corners. How did we ever survive as children?
I'm telling you, born in the 60s, if you didn't have a TV tray, then you weren't, you know, cool. I remember it was a big deal for Mom to let us sit with a TV tray because we were the family that sat down at the table, all eight of us,
prayed before
the meal, did not take a bite, had to pray after the meal, pop up and help Mom clean the kitchen. So TV tray was awesome. So we are almost close to closing. What would you like to leave with the Next Room audience? Is there something that we haven't talked about or a couple messages? And you have plenty of time. We have about three more minutes.
You know, I think the biggest thing that everybody needs to hear right now is that you are powerful beyond measure, that you matter, that there's a reason, a point, and a purpose, that you are here on this earth at this given time. Okay. And if there is a part of your life in which you are unhappy or you are stalled or you are stuck, it does not have to be that way the rest of your life. There is always access to someone or something that can guide you, lift you, heal you, help you to grow or whatever it is. And if it happens to be connection with spirit, do that. If you want to start right now sitting down and having a conversation with a loved one that has passed on, then I need you to put your disbelief up on the shelf. I need you to sit somewhere, I don't care, under a tree, somewhere private, somewhere quiet, and start the conversation. Go ahead and place them across from you. Literally, if you have to pretend, do it. Fake it till you make it. And then start having that conversation with them. And then I want you to feel what they're saying back. Don't think it. That's ego self. Feel it. Feel it. Okay? And a lot of people don't want to feel, which is why they sometimes don't want to get involved in this world. I say, feel away. You're safe. We got you. Lean back. We got you.
Wow. Wow, that was beautiful. I'm just so, I feel so good. I feel like, woo, I feel like it's going right now. My guest is Lisa Jesswein. Lisa, thank you so much. I want to just say ground and rise, open on all sides, in the flow. Here we go. Good of you. Find her on Facebook if you want to talk to her. And oh, just a little FYI to all my Michigan fans, which they're not fans, they're friends. I grew up there, you know. I mean, there's nothing. I will defend Michigan and love on it and brag about it for the rest of my life. It is just a magical, magical state. And Lisa is from Michigan. Holla. Okay.
Come see me.
There you go. Lisa Jesswein, my guest today on The Next Room. Thank you so much for joining me. I love doing this show. And it just seems to me that it's growing in such a fast manner, and I'm getting so many cool people finding it. And there's some big, cool surprises in store that are going to be happening with the show, all to be announced probably in the next month or so. So thank you for tuning in. The Next Room with Jane at Gmail. If you want to reach out, ask me a question, recommend somebody to come on the show, join us on Facebook. We have a great little active fun page there. I love, love, love the fan base on that page. They're very interactive and very loving and kind. So thank you so much for tuning in. Lisa Jesswein, Intuitive You on The Next Room with Jane.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.